You'd say, I must ask who?
My husband.
And he, if he wants, if he...
It's he who must decide.
And so, if someone came to the door and told him that, you and him were invited somewhere, he'd say, I must ask.
My wife.
You ever hear anything different there? Besides my husband and my wife?
My spouse.
Or you ever hear like my man or my woman or anything like that?
It's very common in Spanish.
To hear what?
My old lady, my old woman, my rib, my better half.
You hear those in Spanish or in
English? Yes.
Or just in Spanish?
In Spanish they always say my rib because Eve was made from Adam's rib.
So you hear my...
My rib.
What would you call a woman whose husband has lost her husband?
A widow.
And what about a woman whose husband has run away?
Yes, the one separated.
Well, would you call him separated if he just left? I mean, if he
said in Spanish, yes.
What about in English?
No.
Would you call her a widow? Would she be a widow?
No. See, she's not a divorcee either.
What did you call your father when you were a child?
Papa.
And your mother?
Mama.
Do you ever hear anything different there?
Daddy, papi, mommy.
What do your children call you?
Papa, mama. Okay. I like the word papa and mama. I wouldn't have them call me anything else.
What about your...
My grandfather? Huelito.
And your grandmother?
Huelita.
Do you ever hear anything different there? For grandma?
Yes.
Like what?
Grandma, mom, granddaddy, grandmama.
You hear that very often?
Yes. In my family, we always call them Huelita. Actually, the word is abuela. With an A, but we use it with a W. Huelita y huelito.
Is there...
It's surprising that my granddaughter calls her mother mom. And she calls me mama. And we never knew why till I noticed that that's because that's what my children call me. So she says mama.
But she calls her mother mom?
Mom. I guess children are getting more modern because why should she call her mother mom? And yet she sees me and says, Mama.
How old is she?
A year old.
Where do they live? They live here?
They're studying in Kingsville. Both are at the university.
So that's where... your children, and do you call them anything besides your children?
Hijo, hija, son, or daughter. Yes, all the time.
What about, if you said, I've got a lot of...
Kids.
Or something like that. Do you hear that?
Yes. I never say that.
Do you hear, what do you usually say?
Children.
Do you hear anything besides children?
Yes.
Is that in kids?
Yes.
What would you hear?
Brats. You use all kinds of things. Like my husband and I have always say, for girls we've always say las niñas. That means our little girls. And it's surprising. We always had a chauffeur drive them to school when they were little because I had so much work to do. And one time we had a new one. And he knocked at the door and he says, I came to take las niñas to school. And along came three teenagers and he said, no. The father said I was to take the little ones. I said, these are the little ones. He's always called them little ones. Even though they're now grown up. We still call them hijito, hijito.
Well, is there any name that you would call a child, a baby? You know, if you didn't know the name, if you were walking on the street and there was some woman that had a pretty baby, so that's a real cute
baby, niño. Yes. Or child, beautiful child.
Is any name that a parent would often call a young child other than its real name?
Yes.
What?
Like what would I call, like I tell you, I'd call them my son, mi hijo, mi hija.
Even if it's a little baby?
Yes.
What would, is there any name that, the names that you call people in your family or other people that aren't their real names, you know, their...
Like an aunt, we would say tia. An uncle, we would say tío.
Well, what about, like someone named Francisco, what would you call him?
Tía Francisca.
Well, I mean, if you had a son named Francisco.